Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Monday, the first day of week 13 of working from home for us, although the world is definitely, seems to be, opening up.
Yeah, big time.
A lot of people out this weekend.
That was in the news today that New York is practically reopened.
Well, they're probably the worst spot, but they've seen significant declines in numbers and in deaths, numbers of confirmed cases and in deaths and stuff. Although I'm seeing that there are spikes in other areas.
Florida is jumping big.
I immediately look for Florida whenever I see that stuff, because I gotta say, they're not taking it as seriously as some other places in the country. Lots of places though were having spikes, and you know, protests have a lot to do with that too. There's no question that, you know, you might say, yeah, we're social distancing and we're wearing our masks, but here we still are all together.
And no, they're worried about that. And I am too. I hope that that's not. I have read, while we're on the coronavirus topic, if that's where, you know, I guess we're starting, is I have read the scientists think it might be weakening.
Oh.
So if you weren't.
That's, again,
we've been told by scientists every other thing, and then they contradict themselves. And so you become, sort of.
It's getting weaker. But it's also getting stronger.
Right. It could be that. But, hearing that, though, is good news, because you hear also that these kinds of things can mutate and get worse.
Mm-hmm.
So as I've read, it doesn't seem to be mutating, and it does seem to be weakening. So maybe,
Well, if it
crossed,
is mutating and the mutations are becoming weaker, then I'm down with that. With that direction for the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
With all the other crap that's going on in the world, that's the coronavirus needs to cut it out. You know, you
Agreed.
Guys, stop it.
I went to a store in town, and they built, I mean, I guess it must not be that much money, right? But they had built these big things to block people from, being able to. What are they? Partitions or something. But they were custom. These weren't just, plastic things that they had set up to get them through the, next couple weeks. They were built with big gaps, and I guess that's not that much money, right?
I really don't know. I was thinking, there's this place in San Rafael called Tap Plastics, where when I have needed a block of plastic for one thing or another, I have gone there and you can get like sheet plastic and in thicknesses that you want. And I assume that their business is through the roof, because everywhere I go, there's some kind of custom partition going on. Like even at Home Depot a couple weeks ago, they have like little rooms that the, at least in the outdoor, I didn't go in out through the main checkout. I was in the nursery checkout, and they had these, I mean, they're like little cubicles that people can stand in, and with openings, like you said, where you can, you could be handing the necessary stuff back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, like for a plastic fabrication company, this has got to be, you know, this has got
to be good times. Let the good times roll, right?
Let the good times roll for, look, but let's spread the good times. Be nice if everyone could have some good times.
Right. Anyway, yeah. That's one of the things I saw. So listen to this.
All right.
Let me return you to, I don't know, maybe you didn't ever have this in your life. I'm not sure, but, and I posted it on my Instagram. So if you saw my Instagram, you would have seen this. On Saturday, my daughter says, "Dad, do you want to play Legos?" And I go, "Absolutely, let's go." So we go up to our room and we break open this fresh box of.
What was the project?
It was a model of some Minecraft thing, which is her new
Lego. Actually, Lego and Minecraft seem to fit. They're weirdly blocky and pixelated, mm-hmm. right?
So I'm in her room, and my job, as I've told her, is look, I'll help separate the pieces. I'll put them in place on the little directions, and then I'll try to keep you on point. But this is your project. And I'm sitting there, and we're in there for at least an hour.
Okay.
As I'm sitting on the floor in her room, and we're doing this, and we're talking, and it's fun. I'm having a good time. Next to me, I mean right next to me, like right next to my knee, are these two things that I'm not paying any attention to at all this whole time. And suddenly, I realize there's a nipple on this thing.
A nipple from a baby bottle.
From a baby bottle. And I just jokingly, because it didn't I didn't process it. I was just joking.
And there's like, two of these, by the way, right?
I didn't notice two at first. Okay, I just noticed that there was a nipple there, and I jokingly go, let me get a drink of this. And when I pick it up, it's a globe. It's a half a globe. Sorry.
So it's a dome. We've got a dome with a nipple on top of it.
With a nipple on top. And now I realize that the nipple's been taped to it.
Hmm.
And then I put the thing back down, and then I realize there's two of them. And now I'm staring at these homemade boobs that are in my daughter's room. They are, and you got to look at the picture to get what I'm saying, because I know that probably my description is missing, but
I really did have to sit and look at it for a while before I could tell. I'm like, what is happening here?
What is happening is my daughter has built boobs.
Does she put them under her shirt, over her shirt?
This is
on her head.
First of all, let me finish the story. So now I'm staring at her boobs, and and she goes,
"They
Dad,
do belong to her,
right?" And she goes, "Dad, what are you staring at?" And I'm like, "I don't know. What am I staring at?" Because now Brent's put the picture up
In case this is the clip of the day. Here are the boobs in question.
You can see the Lego pieces scattered around.
So you hadn't even really noticed these. Have been hanging out. You've just been surrounded by these boobs.
They're right there. They're right next to. I'm telling you, my knee was, you know, a foot from those.
But it took you a bit to really register.
Why would I think she's built boobs in her room?
I don't know.
But now we know that the missing bras are being.
There's been some missing, but the plot thickens.
She's been taking my wife's bras for months now. This has been going on since, I'd say, the beginning of the year. So now we've got, you know, she's built her own boobs. And so on top of quickly snapping a picture before she destroyed the evidence, which she didn't overreact in the moment, but I could tell she was sort of like, great, now my dad knows I have boobs. So I left as soon as I could because we needed to finish the project. And I went downstairs and I was like, do you know? And her mom goes, oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. She's fascinated with babies and pregnancy and boobs. And as you well know, and she's telling me this now, and I do, she's fascinated with everything female, everything, all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that. I actually think this might be, I think my kid's about to hit puberty. So I'm in a situation where I may never get to talk about her again. It looks like I'm going to, this will be my last story about her.
She'll be shutting this down. Yeah.
She's going to shut me down any minute now because, man, as I was staring at him and she gave me this, she actually gave me a look of disgust as if they were her real boobs. Like, what are you staring at?
And my eyes are up here, Dad. They're not down there on the floor.
Gotta.
So let me ask you, is she this is actually quite ingenious because as a child, I wish I'd thought of this. Like, boobs
did
are.
You okay, so the question is.
Boobs are fascinating and always have been.
Okay.
I'll start there.
All right.
The fact that she's made her own boobs, I mean, everyone, I think that, and I don't know, Nicole, back me up, you're the closest to childhood of any of us. Like, you're into boobs, you're fascinated by them, because you don't have them, and you see them as the thing that you're going to get at some point,
yeah,
because you're a girl. Mm-hmm. So did you also have a fascination with boobs, and does that linger into your adulthood? Because it does for me.
Yeah, I did, but at the same time, I didn't. Like, I knew that, oh, I was going to get them one day, but I didn't make a big deal about
it. You never built your own.
No, I never built my own.
Right.
Uh-huh. I actually had a count going as to how many actual boobs I'd seen in my life at one point. Like, this one lady, she had, like, a halter top on, and she put her hands out, like, I don't know, to take a picture someplace. And it's just a stranger, and I'm sitting there, like, with my brother and my family, and I'm looking out this, you know, looking on her back at the side boob display that I'm getting. And I was like, oh my God, I could practically see that the whole, like, I just.
What I noticed the most is how many women wear bras and don't. That's what I started noticing.
Oh.
You know?
Mm, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't you think 99% do?
Wear a bra?
Yeah.
No.
What?
No. Especially like my generation, they're not for the bras.
Yeah. Well, bras suck.
Yeah.
Good for you girls. It also depends on like what you had on for a shirt too. Like mm-hmm. I would totally be checking out other people's boobs. And it wasn't even that I wanted to have big boobs or, I mean, honestly, it's a fascination that I think it's pretty normal, Vin.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're, it doesn't sound like you're worried about it.
Well, no,
I think it's pretty normal and I think it's. You know, why wouldn't you be fascinated with boobs? Look at them.
Well, I do.
Great.
Look, I think it's natural. I'm actually very much joking. And I thought, you know.
Oh, no. You discovered boobs in your daughter's room that you'd been sitting next to for an hour. I mean, the story's more about you than anybody.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's very funny and it's normal for the fascination to be there. But yes, I do think. After sitting there for an hour and then finally having that double take moment where I go, there's boobs right here. Mm. And I'm assuming they're part of the times when she gets sent to her room and then she just turns it into a fashion show.
Mm. So she takes one of the stolen bras, puts that on.
Well, here's the other
and
thing.
And puts the boobs in it?
Just an aside.
All right.
Those boobs are way too big for her mom's bras. So I don't know how she was getting them in there. I don't know how that.
Well, she's tiny, so there's got to be a little extra room in there that she can.
Maybe.
I mean, this bra is probably not tightly fitted to her rib cage. So
I don't
she's
know.
Got room for the larger size.
You thought it through farther than I have.
I have. I really have because I immediately thought, oh, is she putting those in a bra? Like, right. I didn't have to spend that much time to get through the full internal dialogue. I didn't have to spend that much time looking at the actual picture. I was like, oh, I know what that's about.
Yeah, no, I did too, but I don't know how that's gone or what that looks like, and I don't necessarily need to, but I was absolutely tripping as I
am dying to see what happens when she turns, I don't know, 14, 15, starts heading to high school. Like, is she going to be the chick who has the alternative outfit in her purse? That she switches into because Dad would never let her leave the house.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. If you think it's going to be me, you're nuts.
Oh, yeah?
You're nuts. Her mom is so conservative. It's not going to be me. It won't be me. I won't be the one.
She's going to rail against the conservativeness of your wife.
I most definitely.
Oh, yes, I am.
I most definitely want her to be super careful in her experimental years, which I'm well aware we all go through. But I don't have, you know, I won't be the one that's like, you're going to go out in that? That'll be her mom.
Yeah. You won't need to.
I won't need to.
But if mom is like sick that day, you'll take over? Or...
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah. You have to pick your battles, right?
You do. And you're going to have a relationship that you want to preserve because someone needs to get along with that kid during those years. You know? Right.
I have learned, you know, there's a lot of back and forth on any given day. You may be the worst person in the world and then be back in only minutes later. So I've learned to wait out the drama a little bit because I do see that, oh, look at that. It fixed itself.
Huh. It does happen sometimes. People just forget, you know, kids.
Wow. All right.
Like, oh my
so
God,
anyway, that was
shiny.
One of my big weekend events, as we are very much, and I know that you talked about going out to a protest, and I'm curious if you did, but we are still very much in quarantine, so we're not.
We did go to the protest.
Oh, you did? Good.
Yeah, it's we had long talks and negotiations about it, you know, with Professor Killjoy. Who has his own ideas. Well, you think I wouldn't want to go to that? Well, I'm concerned about, his whole... And then he starts his whole rap about how if we... every time we leave the house, we risk ruining everything that we've done for the last however many weeks. And
I
would have loved to be hanging with my kids. I mean, with my friends. So we went.
Did he stay home?
Yes, he did. John and
he did.
John and I went. I saw Hooman on Friday... because we had done a video for his friend Zem's 50th birthday. And so he came. He was so excited about it. He came over. He had to play it for us. And, the nice little, just a nice video. So as we were talking.
Oh, the video of her hearing the song?
No. That I think she saw it Saturday night or something. But so on Friday, he wanted to show us the video. We knew what the song sounded like because we recorded it.
Oh, the video of you guys recording the song.
There was a little of that mixed in, but it was mostly, shots of Zem and the montage of pictures because it was for her party.
Got it. Okay.
So he comes over and he's, I said, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? We're going to go down to downtown Mill Valley. And, it's certainly convenient. Here it is. I don't have to go anywhere. I just drive. I mean, just walk, no driving. And he was like, yeah, I'll go to that. I was like, great. And then as Hooman does, he took the whole thing over and basically gave us a schedule and a timetable as to when we needed to be there and which people, council members we had to meet. And I thought, no, I'm really just going to march.
You said no, huh? Good for you.
No, sir. I'm not doing... I mean, honestly, I was not... First of all, I wasn't there to do an appearance. I was there to see what was happening with it and be in solidarity,
show support.
Sure, just to be a supportive member of the community.
Right.
And Hooman just, because no time is wasted with him. Like, I swear to God, he was like... I think it was like 11:30. The march didn't even start till 12:30, right? So I was like... We're going to leave our house around noon. We'll walk downtown. Takes about 15 minutes. We'll be there. We'll all line up or however it's organized. And we'll walk the mile down the street. All of us together. And he just had a whole... It was comical. Like, he goes, oh, I'm standing here with this councilwoman and this guy who's on the board of blah, blah, blah. I'm like... Okay, I'll be over on the other end. One of the deals we made with Professor Killjoy was we would try to stay at the end of the walk, and that we wouldn't go into the middle of a crowd, and all these things that we said we would do. So we're in the middle of doing that, and he's at the center of the whole thing, and basically emceeing the event as Hooman does. But it was, I will say that it was. I don't want to say anything's disappointing. It's, these are things that have to happen. But I expected there to be like someone who was leading the thing and someone with like a megaphone at least. It didn't feel super passionate. It felt like kind and like people's hearts were in the right place. But it you know, it was a very low key thing, and there were a few chants that people tried to get started, and people had their Black Lives Matter signs. And
was the crowd mostly white?
Oh yeah, I mean, okay. It's Mill Valley, you know?
Right? No, that's why I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, well, there's, you know.
And it's funny, as we were walking, and we wound up being sort of somewhere in the middle, and it was quite a good turnout, I have to say, for our little town. It was, I mean, I don't even know how to estimate these things, but the full mile was full of people. Like, even after we peeled off, we sat at the, you know, just to sort of see what the size was, because I would say, I thought we were about halfway back, and it took a long time for us to start moving in this parade, and it just kept coming. I mean, a couple thousand people. I mean, I just don't know how to I don't know how to estimate it.
No, that's great, and we'll talk about it in the news. But there were absolutely protests, not nationwide, worldwide.
Yeah,
showing support, and some of the protest turnout were better by far than Mill Valley. So the stories are you know, there's a lot of
good.
Well,
the big cities were, I mean, some of that video footage, you can't even believe it. And I will say, you see that and go, coronavirus is out the window for the people who are at that thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, you can't see an inch of pavement. It's
right.
You know, and I will say, in my own selfish way, I was concerned about coronavirus, and, well, I hope those people are all wearing masks. I mean, when you're nuts to butts crossing a street, it's not really possible to not be breathing other people's sputum.
Right. Well, we'll see. Let's
super
hope
hot. I know.
That's not the case.
Yeah. All right. Well, at this point, let's roll. We've got a lot to get to today. KLSE HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.